seduction, sex, lifestyle. For the true player at heart, Global SLR presents The Real Kings of Pickup. Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Dibazar. Be the best and fuck the rest.
Welcome to another kick-ass killer episode of The Real Kings of Pickup. I'm Vince Hollywood Kelvin here with Arash Jabbar Motherfucking Dibazar. You're catching us right after the end of a 7-day training called Pickup Academy. It happens only once a year. Phenomenal, our best year ever so far. Progress from the students like never before. Amazing group of gentlemen. And we also did Dionysus, which I still don't pronounce well. A very unique, epic moments. Arash got to teach and I got to witness that and share the stage with him in the location where he learned from his mentor. And we produced a miracle. By the time we left last night, the students were freer than I've ever witnessed. And everybody made me laugh so hard. At some point, I just sat down and I witnessed. I was like, wow, the work is done here. And thank you all that came. Many of you, you are continuing as trainers in training and upgrade to the exclusive higher trainer in training courses with Arash and I. So that's really awesome, guys. I'm going to pass it to Arash. We really killed it also. A new YouTube video from those YouTubers that's going viral. It's nonstop. It's happening. It's the whole next level that we've been talking about. It's the unfolding. I'm so psyched. Brother, thank you again for this experience. As always, we've topped it once again. And how was the drive back? How are you?
I'm good, brother. It was an epic weekend, and drive back was easy. I'm already in my office. I feel good. Yep, sitting here. I had an hour extra time. So I went and I did a few things, and I'm here sitting down, and I have a lot to do after this. But what a weekend, you know? I had my girlfriends there for the final part of the event, and they were speechless. And I said, how would you describe it? And they just said, a few things. You know, we were at dinner. One of them said, only one word, epic. She goes, I can't describe what that was like. Another one said, if your students didn't get to see what that was, they'll never know who you are. I said, you're right. And another one said that from the beginning to the end of the event, she could feel every single person completely shift in the entire room. She goes, it felt like everybody was one person in the beginning of the event, and by the time we left, there was all different people sitting in that theater. And so, what a weekend, man. What a weekend. And I think I'm so excited to do as we do, which is top it again. Whatever's next, make it happen.
It's happening already. And I got to tell you, brother, though, yesterday, you know, the rhythm is always so fast, so I barely got to the theater, and I was arranging the live stream, and you came on in your opening segments. I was so moved, and Frank shared that as well. And I found myself not as a response to what you were saying because of what you were saying, because you were not talking initially, but the tears, the intensity of it triggered that place within me in relationship to something of mine. So I thought, wow, that is the highest way one human being can impact others. Non-verbally, gentlemen, you should have witnessed that. Non-verbally, and no, since it was non-verbal, there wasn't like an explanation of what was triggering that emotion. You felt that emotion so strong that it created a ripple effect. So mind-blowing. You're the diamond mind, and we are the real kings of pickup. So we start with questions, gentlemen. It's a brief call, and hopefully my voice will sustain the length of the call. Who's going first? What questions do you have?
I got a question. This is Billy Will. I was on the live stream last night, and it was an amazing event, I can say. And I have a question from this weekend. I was at a bar where my friend's a DJ, so I get to come up in the DJ booth and hang out with him, and it brings a lot of girls over to talk to me. And there was one who I was talking to, and she sort of came up in the DJ booth, with me and was talking for a while, and then sort of started becoming a bit of a bitch and, like, said she didn't like me or anything, and then, like, went over to the DJ and was bugging him a bit. And I guess at the time I didn't kick her out because, you know, I'm not swarming with girls at the moment. So I guess I'm wondering what you guys think, you know, if you're in that situation in the DJ booth, you know, when you should kick the girl out, if she's being rude or whatever.
Okay.
I come across this so much when I go out. She begins to be rude, and at that moment she has to be stopped. So they don't normally become rude from 0 to 100. I mean, it can happen. In my experience, I've seen them begin to display negative body language and be slightly rude, and then I immediately step in. And I say something like, hey, you having a good time, or what's the deal? It's seeming a little bit negative right now. And if she's rude again, like, I'm not negative, don't talk to me like that. So you say, now listen, this here, this table is my table. And this attitude you're displaying is actually not acceptable. So you change your attitude right now, or you leave. And that's it. Because I'm there not for her. I'm always there creating the next moment. And by the time the night is over, everyone's going to know who I am and who my group is. And so it cannot have a negative person there. I won't, even if I'm with my girlfriends, any of them, and they're not having a good time, I clearly tell them, like, your attitude looks sour, and I'm not going to be in public with you. Okay? It's like a opposite of promotion, you could say. Okay? And so I'm like, we can go home right now, I can drop you off, or whatever the fuck you want, but I sure as fuck I'm not going to be in public with you. So I remove somebody the moment that they display that where they are, which is around me, is not so positive. I can't have it. That's when I do it.
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind, if it's a booth or something like that, is start to talk to her and walk her towards the exit, and then reposition yourself so you back in, like, whatever space that is. You know, you go, yeah, you like my brother better. I tell you what, come here. Come here for a second. And then you walk her, and once she's outside of the space, you reposition yourself inside of the space. And sometimes fry their circuit, you say, sorry, love. And that's it. And also, in those environments, it's always good to spot security, to befriend security, especially if you're there at the DJ and so on. So in the worst case, you guys can raise your hand, point at the person, and they take care of the person. And then finally, you know, part of the experience of exposing yourself out there beyond what you already know, to not be like those people always go and have the same thing and it's okay, comes with the fact that every time you're going to grow, every time you're going to encounter things you don't really know, and that's okay, and that's pretty fucking awesome, and you get excited, and you laugh about it afterwards, and you go, ha ha, that crazy bitch that tried to come in the booth, okay? You don't go back to feeling like, oh no, what should I have done? I didn't. That attitude must change. You're very forward, and you're very playful about it, and sometimes also there's some randomness, and you don't control it all. The number one thing in that moment is to make sure you remain unaffected, you remain proactive. I do that a lot in field because you never know what's going to happen around you, okay? And when something happens and for a split second I catch myself, you got to check in with yourself, assuming that because that happened I can no longer radiate and shine and glow and totally win, then I go stop it and I come backwards, 3, 2, 1, boom, rebooted, nothing happened, I'm ready to move forward. That happened to me a lot this weekend because after teaching from Monday every single day and conducting business at night and going to the gym still and so on, by the time the weekend came around, I was like really, 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 really at a place where I needed to recharge. So that made me a lot more sensitive and maybe not as rapid and fast as usual. So I constantly had to go back, check in with myself, bring myself back up. Saturday was a beautiful example of that. It didn't start at all like I had expected or the way I wanted it. But by the end of the evening, there was a flow and everything was coming together. And some really, really interesting women came up. One of them has a radio show, and I just booked being on the radio show with her. And all of that was just staying, coming back, not letting anything affect. All right, next question, guys. Hello, next question. Okay, since there's no questions, I'm going to ask Arash a question myself. And you guys, feel free to bring the questions back after that. Brother, I was doing some spiritual reading the other day that coincide with what I was witnessing, and that's not for you gentlemen. This is not at all like a criticism, but it's an important area of improvement. I noticed that we live in a day and age where people really don't really go the distance in participating in the growth. You know, there's a lot of passiveness. And at a personal level, you know, student will ask for an answer. The answer is given. And I feel that there could be more of a reaching out on the part of the student. That they say, okay, let me do it again. But there's always kind of a little wait for something to happen. So waiting for it to happen versus making it and letting it happen. I'm sure you've noticed that also, brother. You're the opposite of this. You quickly make things happen, always. What would be some pointers to help the guys to just be a little more proactive with their learning, participation, whether it's arriving at a nightclub, a party, or being on a call like tonight, you know, to go, okay, I'm here, I'm going to pitch in, throw something, do something.
Well, the problem is fear. And fear is the paralyzer. I know that people are afraid to act, and I know this more than ever today. So I think that if we realize that we are to be the heroes of our own lives, heroes require courage to slay the dragons or overcome the obstacles to grab the maiden, the woman. And this is what the story is, the storyline. It takes courage to act. It takes courage to, for example, I guarantee right now, I guarantee that there's somebody online who has a question that won't ask it out of fear. Without a doubt. Right? Without a doubt. So, fear is the thing paralyzing people from taking action. In my own personal journey, more and more and more of this emotion is being eradicated, you know? And this weekend was an enormous transformation for me. As we were driving back, you know, I told my girlfriend that I'm completely changed and I can't wait to step my feet on San Jose ground and just tear it to pieces, which is going to happen right after this phone call. And one way to say what happened is I'm even more fearless. Less fear in my body. Isn't that a great sentence? More fear, less. Fucking awesome. I have less fear than I've ever had. Thus, my ability to act now has become even greater than before. I think when a student is not acting or not taking action or initiatives, many things could be the reason. But the one that we could look at right now is the fact that they are afraid of something, afraid of rejection, afraid of communicating, afraid of being wrong, afraid of being judged, afraid of so many different fears, you know? And, you know, when should I kiss the girl? Should I kiss the girl? That's just, those are all fear questions. They're not really technical questions, they're fear-based questions. How do I tell her this? How do I tell her that? That's a fear question. Another way to say these things, I mean, okay, let me give you an example. Let's pretend you and I that we had a student who was completely fearless, no fear. And they asked the question, how do I kiss the girl? And we told them. The next time, that would never be the question again. It would be, I did what you said, and this came up. Now what do I do? So that means that every single time they would progress by asking the question. But the problem is the same people are asking the same questions 100 different ways over months and years now that I've seen. And all it comes down to is they're too afraid to take action. And so the question would be, okay, so how do you become fearless? Well, I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. Besides, in my own personal experience, lose enough. Lose enough. because of fear, will you just say, fuck this, anything is better than losing that much, and suddenly become fearless? So that's my perspective on that.
You know, brother, I always love our dialogues because I hear you, it triggers other things, and especially after a week as rich as we had. So I was stating earlier that last night I witnessed magic because I think the impact of the whole week, the occasion, the place, what you brought to the plate, and then after that, the exercises that I give to listen everybody got me to see sides of some of the gentlemen we already know that I had never seen before. At some point, I told them, go to the live stream, the camera that live streams, and use that screen to give yourself ideas. And one guy just pulled out his ATM card and was pretending that he was in front of an ATM, and ATMs have cameras, and that the ATM wasn't working. And it was so original, you know. I was thinking of 20 things to do with that screen, but not that one. Then Mitchell comes on stage, and he suddenly, out of nowhere, he's acting like he's a cop. He did it so well, I saw the uniform on him. I was like, Mitchell could have been a cop. So my point is this. It would have been easy for those gentlemen to think, oh, I cannot act, my problem. Some initially were still stating, like, I'm not extroverted and bullshit like that. But those are all lies. I think that part of that challenge of the fear, gentlemen, is not a fear that you have. It's the result of conditioning. Early in my career, I got to teach music for kids, and I had to follow a curriculum. I hated the fucking curriculum because I know it was crippling them. I knew we could top that curriculum, but I did it for a little bit. They were little kids, so I got to visit high schools and stuff, and it reminded me from the adult perspective of what I had tremendously liked when I was in school. In school, I think that it's supposed to be about education, but very little is education. First, it's out of context, you know, like, for example, I took 4 years of German. I cannot put a sentence together because I didn't have a need to speak German. There was no urgency. There was no appeal. And I was outside of the context. I'm sure you guys can think of your own examples. So, or it was just nonsense, things that we don't really need. So the educational values, very, very, very little in most school systems. But the behavioral conditioning done every day from something that has some authority really cripples. And as a hypnotherapist, I can tell you we carry imprints, very old imprints. Places where you see that is when powerful men and people have to do a task that they never really revisited. You know, most people in an elevator, they look like little kids. They wait for somebody to press the button, and this is just an example. But in school, you heard day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, wait for your turn, be quiet. We didn't ask you. Wrong, false, wrong answer. And of course, you're still responding to that model. So snap out of it today, right now. Number one, become aware of it. Number two, break free, A, B, break free, A, awareness, and C, contrast it. Because it's true that if you're a kid and you're in school and you say the wrong thing at the wrong time, first you can fail the test, not get the grade, probably have to deal with your fucking parent. And if the teacher doesn't give you shit or nothing else goes wrong, the kids could go, that's stupid, and so on. So you do less and less and less of that. As an adult, if anybody came to you and go, that's so stupid what you said, they are retarded. If nobody's going to come and grade you when you do pickup. Nobody's going to go, oh, that was the wrong answer. So peel off that model. Put it in the past. It's a long time ago. As an adult, you're free. You express yourself freely. Nobody's going to grade you. Nobody's going to degrade you. If they do, it's their own fucking problem. Plus adults, you know, don't overestimate people, but don't underestimate people at the same time. Don't overestimate people. Most people have no training, are unconscious. They're like fucking robots, so they're not going to go out of their way. And if they go, their way is probably going to come in your way. So don't rely too much on anything from the outside. At the same time, everybody is coming from the same source. That source is infinite, powerful beyond measure, all-knowing. So there's richness within everyone. So everybody still has a bit of a presence of mind. Give them a chance to one out of those old behavior as well. You even go to a nightclub, you're going to start to see women differently when you think like that. You're going to realize that they're still acting like little girls. Most of it is conditioning. Very few women are free. Last thing I say, guys, a great exercise is to observe women when they're the most into themselves, like if they take a selfie, a couple of girlfriends taking a selfie, or if they're dancing. There might be a few exceptions if they're highly, 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 highly trained. If you get fooled by the beauty, you won't see what I'm talking about. If you pause and look more closely, you're going to notice that they stop a little bit before where they really want to go. They probably want to be more free, like the model on the cover of the magazine. Observe girls taking selfies and see their edge. See where, yeah, they're going further because they're a little more beautiful. They know their little thing. They have their little move. But watch it from the perspective of knowing when they could do more, but a little fear, a little self-consciousness kicks in. From there, from that observation, you can step in and go, you can push a little more there. Almost like you're a director that's unattached and you know your shit, so every woman looks up to you. I've done so much with that lately, and right away you become the source of what they really want, and they feel it unconsciously. So it's a topic that I'm going to develop more, but in all my interactions right now, I have them do something and then I start to criticize it, but in a way that makes sense. And I point out, I go, you're holding back right there. And you wish you would go further because you see other girls do that and you compare yourself with them. And I know exactly what's missing. And then I take it away. I talk about something else and they go, wait. You were talking about this and that before. Tell me more. So we can continue a back and forth between a rash and I, which is priceless and always so rich, or we can pass it back to you. We'll pause for a second, gentlemen. And if you want to ask a question, this will be your chance. If not, all is good. We'll continue.
Yeah, I had a quick question. It's Shane. When you guys were practicing game by yourself, what was your strategy? Did you guys chunk it so you would master openers and then move on to the next phase? Or did you just completely try and go through the whole thing at once?
I learned differently than Vince did, and you're using terminology that I'm familiar with. I'm going to go out right after this, and I have a woman coming possibly at 9. I don't know. I have to decide what's more important. I have 1 hour to game now. I can make that hour to an hour and a half, or I can make it to 1 hour and have a woman meet me here. I'm deciding, and I'll decide after this. But the way I would do it is I would go out and talk to people. And I would have my attention on, let's just say, opening, right? And then I would just practice opening every single fucking person. And I would do that until I knew I could do it. And then I would think about how I was going to, you know, let's say, demonstrate my value using a story or something. And I felt so much. I mean, it's just retarded how many times I felt. But that I did it literally step by step like that. Because that's how I learned martial arts, and that's how I learned acting, and that's how I learned everything that I've learned in my life. If you master one thing, then you move to the next thing. So that is how I did it, yeah.
Well, for me, you have to understand, the first thing is that there was no terminology when I first started. We were coming straight out of school of NLP, so we would use a lot of stuff like that. But we didn't call it opening, approaching, anxiety. All the pickup jargon did not exist, yeah? The only jargon was like doing patterns. So I went bulldozer, meaning I did as much as I could, and I focused on quantity. I would talk to everybody all the time, and I would take it as far as I could. I call that bulldozer. And I remember oftentimes girls would be walking away already, and I would say, wait, I can't even call you. Come back. Simple, silly things like that. My mindset, I didn't realize it at the time, but was very geared towards something so brilliant that when I heard a Rush Shade, I right away was speaking. I went on Facebook and I put it up, quoting him. He said, your dedication must be to the art, not to the girl. So I wasn't looking for girls. I wanted to get real good at that thing. So that was then. Now, I also like to work with triangles, triads, you know, to keep it balanced. So I would recommend for guys, drill in private. In private, use phones, journal. In journal, you don't go, it was a lovely Thursday of 2017 and describe the place and who was there. That's bullshit. That's a waste of time. But in private, you could say, she said this, and write 10 things you could have said. Okay? One observation, two girls walking fast, 10 openers. Okay, so, and I have dozens and dozens of those exercises. You drill it on paper, never as an excuse not to be out there. You also drill it in front of mirrors while you're driving. You say it out loud. You don't think it in your head. Okay? Tomorrow morning when you take a shower, 20 times go, hey, you're fun. We should at least be in touch. And do different renditions, fast, slow, very sophisticated, super hardcore, gangster-like. Longer version, super short, you, phone, enter now, okay? And then when you're in field, you alternate between kick ass and don't fucking think and take one tool at a time. And prior to venturing in the world, you decide, for example, you go tonight, whatever I do, I'm going to give hugs. When I pull out of the hug, I'm going to hold the hand, and then I'm either going to give a kiss on the hand or blow a kiss. Or come back in and plant a kiss, depending on your level. And you orchestrate, you got to check in with yourself very often. Anything that we start within 3 days will begin to erode. So a great thing to do is every 3 days say, okay, where I'm at. So there's a lot you can do, you know. And yet I'm speaking of myself here, I always focus on learning pickup, but also learning how to learn. Those two are essential. In business, they call it work the business and work on the business. So I took that principle and I'm constantly refining on how you work it. And watch out. Last thing I'm going to say. Guaranteed, any system that somebody gives you any recommendation, again, because of that fear factor we were talking about a moment ago, your mind will start to fucking complicate it. So be mindful of that. Check in, go, how important is this right now? Okay? Meaning if, for example, you start to go, okay, I'm going to work on my body language, and then every day you micromanage your body language. Like, dude, stop it. Work for 5 minutes on your body language. Stay with what's important. Don't add, and then go walk the streets and do it live and alternate. Don't only talk to girls without refining your knowledge. Because you're going to hit the same thing again and again and end up more frustrated. Any guy that is not taking a boot camp and so on, they're heading for major frustration because they won't have the pieces that's going to solve where they usually come short. And when it happens once, twice, 10 times, it's okay. The more it happens, the more you discourage, and then your mind creates generalizations that are false. There's only one reason. You don't have the information needed. But so gather the information. To make the information come to life so you have your next question, so and so on. Put it into practice with all that you have. It's not an either or. Too many people, they start one thing and they start to cock block elsewhere. You know, fuck it. Never be one of those guys who go, oh, I'm not going to do too much pickup now because I'm working on my business. That's ridiculous. Wherever you go, work harder. Boom. Dedication is key. That's what allowed me to go bulldozer. I didn't sit and go, oh, I wonder how should I practice. I go, you have to practice with everything you have, whatever you fucking can do, you know. If you're starving, you're on an island, you're starting, and they're starving, and there's no water. You're going to do everything to find the water. Bring that attitude towards your pickup. If you know one thing, do that one thing 100 times. First little opener was from Tony Robbins. It was an NLP question. It was like, hey, how would you know it that you have found the person you were looking for? And then you would point at yourself. He taught it out of context, so it felt a little weird. Don't do that, guys. That's an interesting question. We could tweak it. I do tweak it. But I would open with that. And I would do it. Everybody I asked. And I heard everything I needed to hear. Some people would go like, that doesn't make sense. That's a weird question. Why you're asking me? I have to go. And whatever you hear tells you, okay. See, if somebody goes like, why you're asking? Then the next time around, I would say, you're probably wondering why I'm asking, but I'm just curious. Okay. And then they kept on going, I got to go. I say, hey, you probably have to go, but check this out real quick. And that's how you get good. Time wise, let's see. We probably have time for one last question. Or I know we had a very extensive weekend. Brother, maybe we both make a quick announcement and wrap up. You go and we keep it at this for tonight. I think with the long journey we had, we're eager to take San Jose by force. Huh?
Did you say make an announcement and end it, Louisa?
Yeah, I have a little announcement to make and on your side, however you want to wrap up the call on your side. I'll let you go first and then...
I'll go first. I have on the 2nd of August, everybody, is the next product coming out called Supernatural. Unleash the Force of Nature Within You. And it's going to kick your ass. I've already done 2 lectures on it. I'll do the 3rd one tomorrow night. And these are communication techniques. Communication techniques designed to stop your opponent and adversaries and your enemy from being able to stop you. To stop them from stopping you. I mean, it's unreal what you're going to get on this shit. So August 2nd, go on sale for $97 for 24 hours. And then, of course, Diamond Mind for $97, daily coaching. I'm going to make a video tonight, and you'll get it again, okay? That's what I have to say, and I'll pass it off.
Thank you, brother, again. And since the recording will be up for quite some time, Global SLR, GSLRconvention.com, the mother of all convention, the biggest one ever. It's an adventure. Go see the trailer. If you did only one thing, go to GSLRconvention.com, click on the trailer, because a picture is worth 1,000 words. And heads up, on August 4th, the prices are going up. So you have until August 4th to manifest that. Before that, also right around that time, August 4th, 5th, and 6th, I'm doing a boot camp in New York. It's my only boot camp outside of California this year. Okay? So anybody, this guy's always coming from Canada, Boston, Massachusetts, Philadelphia, you name any East Coast, even Florida, that's your chance, you guys. It's 3 entire days of non-stop pickup. Phenomenal. And the week before that, I'll do some talks in the city. I'm also doing private, some new videos. And I love New York. It's going to be a little anniversary. First time I did a boot camp in New York was 1999. And it's at a whole new level. Hurry, you go to event page on Facebook or contact me as soon as possible if you want to be there in New York. And in the meantime, just the way Arash has Diamond Mind for pickup related, like you're organizing your practice, staying steady, breaking it down, openers, what to do next, continuing, escalation, and so on. We work on it daily in Aphrodite Sprints. You find it on Arash's site, seductiveinstinct.com. It's an absolute must. It's $97 a month. So well worth it. It will speed up your progress. We'll be in touch the way we are right now, every single day. Okay, gentlemen, thank you so much. Brother, always a pleasure, and we'll talk to you guys very soon. Thank you.
Always. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Real Kings of Pickup with Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Divazar. Brought to you by www.globalslr.com. Call live every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to get your questions answered.
Just dial 701-801-1220.
Then enter 129-779-160.
Followed by the pound key.
To get your free pickup starter kit, go to www.seductioncoaching.com now. And remember, stay sexy.